Your fixed emotional response to anything and everything is the source of all your suffering. You probably haven't realized that you have a fixed emotional response/reaction to everything. I identified it a few years ago. I only realized that it is everywhere just this morning. Why not before? Because to identify it, one needs a self-awareness number higher than 30%. Is that possible for a Homo sapiens? I doubt it. Okay, what is mine? It is what I call personally offended. The lips slightly protruding in a pout, and the corner of the mouth turned down. What is the age of this mood, or this emotion? I'd say 3 years old. The content, on the top of this reaction can be disappointment, sadness, grief, devastation, hopelessness, powerlessness, but the facial expression doesn't change. I am trying to get rid of the microscopic mites once and for all, and therefore I am not allowed to consume anything with animal fat. That is what sustains the mites. So I cannot put butter, goat milk, etc. into my morning coffee until source says the mites are all gone. This morning, hopefully, I asked if I could put just a little bit of goat milk powder into my coffee. And when the answer came no, I made that face. I didn't get angry, as some of my students. I didn't decide to make this thing fast and win-win-win, as others. I didn't say oh well it was a nice idea like yet others. I said, I am personally offended. That word, personally, is the key here. If you say the sentence I am personally offended and don't crack up, I think you really need help. Because it is so f-ing funny. Telling life, telling the universe, that it offends you. Go out to some lake shore, ocean shore, and look up to the sky on a starry night and tell the stars how offended you are. Watch how much they care. And then get how funny it is that you are personally offended. Now, I have been personally offended for 72 years. Lol. But when I am aware, I crack up. Laugh. Raucously. At the silliness of it all. Now, I said, your fixed emotion is everywhere. And that includes everything. Duh. I am an insomniac. It must have something to do with either this emotion, or fear. A month or so ago, the previously vacant apartment was rented, and I can hear when the tenant comes home at 11:24 every night. I was trying to fall asleep before, but I can't. I am dreading her coming home. I am listening to all the noises. Now, if you think this is conscious, think again. I am 30% self-aware. That means 70% is below my awareness. I think I am hot. I think I am thinking of what to do next day, or how to coach this person or that. But it is in the visible. In the invisible dimension, I am scared and waiting for the neighbor to get home, and then I can sleep. Boggles the mind, doesn't it? So what is there to do? There are certain things I don't think you can fight. Winters are cold, the sun gets into your eyes, bread is fattening. Resistance is futile. Life is life, and what you can do is make the best with what you have. When I was in school, I went to bed at 5 p.m., slept till 11-ish, when my parents went to bed, did my studying till 2 to 3 in the morning, went back to bed, and got up at 7. This way I managed to get close to straight A's. And sleep. The other way, trying to do anything while my family were having dinner, TV was impossible for me. I could not focus, and then I could not sleep. So the key to my well-being is surrender. Accept the way life is and adjust myself, and my behavior to how life is. An unheard of concept for most, impossible nearly for everyone I know. You want more, better, and different, and your life feels like SHT. To you. Because of your resistance to how it is. Now, how can I help? Of course, the two most important things I can do for you are energetic. The adjustment of the predatory genes will allow you to want to and need to force less. It makes a huge difference. And the regular use of the big bundle energy will not only make you grow younger and healthier, it will help you to activate spiritual capacities, like surrender. Surrender is a spiritual capacity? Hell yeah. It could be even said that surrender is the most spiritual capacity of all. You can't love, you can't care, you can't meditate, you can't learn, you can't be happy, etc. without it. And, of course, you can't have anything that forcing won't get you. Fulfillment. Satisfaction. Success that you enjoy. Not even a good conversation. It could be said that to the degree that you can, or are willing, to surrender, to the same degree you can love yourself and your life. At this point, every one of my students are able to surrender about 50% once that number, the ability, rises to 100%. They will be totally impervious to offenses, hurts, slights, attacks. They will be like ducks with water. Water off my back. So what should you do if you want to become like them? Like my students. Get your predatory genes adjusted. Go here to get this. Get and use the big bundle as much as you can. Go to this link to get the big bundle. Sign up to the Playground waiting list. New course will open as soon as I have a group ready. Afterthought. P.S. I just realized something that goes beyond what I am saying in this article. The nerve endings, the nerves that record what your facial expression is, what your body position is, are a second layer of this fixed emotional response. They inform some layers of your being, maybe the mind, maybe the limbic system as an addition set of information. Weakening or strengthening the original word-based message. Cracking a smile when I notice the personally offended facial expression immediately disappears the emotional state. But it could work also to escalate the emotional state into the next one. One of my students whose fixed emotion is slighted, or lack of, or deprived. Not quite clear yet, jumps almost instantly into anger. Without really hanging out in the lack phase. Where she has something to say in the matter of her life. When she is already angry, there is nothing to say that would make a difference. I used to go into devastated. That would be my secondary emotional state. And would hardly ever experience the personally offended state. The series of pictures of the dark-haired dude are the original facial expressions, this group below are the secondary, limbic system-generated feelings/behaviors. Try to find your two states. Very valuable. The big bundle is a big help. What is the limbic system and what is its function? The structures and interacting areas of the limbic system are involved in motivation, emotion, learning, and memory. The limbic system is where the subcortical structures meet the cerebral cortex. Go to the article https://www.yourvibration.com/53368 to read the other 3,900 articles by Sophie and to have access to the links to the product Sophie recommends in this article. Author, Sophie Benchita-Maven. She is a true empath, award-winning architect, magazine publisher, transformational and spiritual coach and teacher. Self-declared avatar. View all posts by Sophie Benchita-Maven.